VCR. Hold.
Lex Mobile.
Lex in 0TR. The name here is Tom. Good morning.
A few times before. Name here is Mike, but we don't talk often enough. N0TR, N6CLX. So how are you?
We don't talk enough, and appreciate that. I'm doing okay. I just got to go down and get a blood test for a doctor's appointment coming up in a week. So I'm just going down to Greer Memorial and see if they'll do it there rather than me driving all the way over to the west side of town, because I live up here by Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, and that's a pain to have to go clear over there.
I understand that. I had a dentist appointment at 8:30 this morning. Got out of there before 10. Just now headed to work because I had to go make a stop at the doctor's office for my wife. It's just, you know, hurry up and wait everywhere.
Yes, we experienced that last week, or a couple of weeks ago. My wife had a stroke and a piece of the carotid artery hit her retina or optic nerve, I guess you would say, in her right eye. And, hospitals. But I got to say, they done a fine job. And we're very thankful to have such a facility as Greer Memorial. And it doesn't always work that way, I know, for everybody, but it did for us, thank goodness and thank God. Well, it's a crummy old day out here, but it's a day. 48 degrees Fahrenheit, and I guess the drive home tonight is going to be where the heavy rain hits, Mike.
I hope your wife's doing well. It sounds like she is. It sounds like a serious thing. It just, got driving home in the rain. This rain's not too bad. I'm on 85, but I'm going to have to drive home from Spartanburg to back to Greenville. Work at Spartanburg, back home to Greenville. At sometime after 5. I'm not looking forward to the rain.
That's no fun at all. Are you the IT guy for them over there, Mike? I'm starting to remember things here, but I don't know if I'm correct or not.
I'm an engineer, a sales engineer at a German company. We make industrial fans and dust collection equipment.
Yes, sir. Now you got my head straight again. Well, I tell people I just turned 57 and dyslexic. I was 47. I have the legal right to claim that I forgot. But I remember that now. Well, that's great. Yeah, well, I dealt with a lot of industrial fans of many, many sizes and enjoyed my career as an electrician and an electronic technician. And always interesting because it changed every day. Well, congratulations on being an engineer. That's a real fine thing. I wish I'd have went ahead and got a degree in college, but I didn't. And hindsight's perfect logic.
Oh, what? It got you. Your career got you where you are, and that's great. Mine got me where I am. That's great. And if I had the same dyslexic problem, I'd be 95. and I'm on my tail, can I tell you?
Roger. Well, dyslexic is not funny, and I don't mean to be that way. I just like to get a laugh out of people. And, 75 here in January. And, it was serious. And they had, the wife's got about a 4-inch slash in her neck now where they went up there and cleaned out that carotid artery. But the real miracle is she's gained some of her sight back and seems to be getting a little better as time goes on. And the retina guy said, no way. And so that's one time I'm glad the doctor was wrong. Because she's the most wonderful thing I ever did in my life. She didn't come with me today, but that's very unusual, Mike. And by the way, I don't remember you being out on I-85 at any time of day.
I've gotten used to it. Luckily, I'm against traffic both ways, so unless, like I say, I usually say unless someone does something stupid, it's a pretty relaxing drive.
Yes, sir, you got to be prepared for that. That's what I tell my neighbor. He's bought a new 1,000cc Kawasaki. And I tell him, if you ride a motorcycle, if you're not paranoid, you're a fool. Because you got to think those cars are out to get you, because they are.
I had a interest in motorcycles, but never ridden one because I'm just too darn scared.
0TR. Well, you're a wise man. I love them, and I loved to ride back in the old days, and would still do it. My wife is about the most gentle person in the world, and she says if I buy one, she'll divorce me. And we'll be married 55 years on March 15th.
Finally upcoming. N6 CLX Friday. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I have a dyslexic joke that I thought of. I heard it years ago. There's, you know what dyslexic agnostic does all night?
That's what you, I don't know what an agnostic is. That's beyond my pay grade.
Agnostic, an agnostic, someone that not sure if they believe in God or not sure if he exists, so, but a dyslexic agnostic lays around all night wondering if there really is a dog.
shoot, Mike. Yeah. Well, we've been here 13 years now and just love it down here from Kansas, and I hate to see the population growing as fast as it is, and I guess that's from a standpoint of not needing a job. It's great for the people that are seeking employment and that, and they pay much better down here now than they ever did in Kansas, but, I don't know. Being from up there, I'm just not used to the traffic and all and the congestion. And I don't like it. I can drive in it, and it doesn't worry me. But that's the only time I ever chew gum, Mike, is when I'm driving, though. So there must be something there.
I understand that. The when I start complaining about traffic down here is about the time I end up taking a trip up north for work or pleasure, and I get in that traffic and around Detroit or Chicago or Mountain California, and then I come back and I just say, yeah, this is relaxing.
Yeah, we landed in New York there last year going to our nephew's a medical scientist up in Boston, and a couple years ago we went up there and we started to land in LaGuardia, and I looked down and I flew a lot of miles when I was in the Navy and along the West Coast, but I looked down at that and I said, that just looked like a dead animal with a bunch of maggots on it down there, because I couldn't ever live in that density of population. It truly just stacked together down there, and I don't know how those people live. I used to fly off of San Diego and that a lot in a carrier plane, and you know, and later on in a P3, but the smog down south there was horrible, and that was back in the 60s, Mike. Can you imagine what it'd be like now?
I get this 6 call out of a Cracker Jack box. I grew up out there in the San Francisco Bay Area. I grew up right on the peninsula. I thought traffic was bad when I left in the 80s. Brother, oh brother.
Yeah, I can imagine. 101, they call it the largest parking lot in the world. I had to drive back and forth for a while when I was in the hospital up there at Oakland, and got to where I was ambulatory, and we lived in Mountain View because the naval base was there at Moffett, and that's where I flew out of.
Yeah. Know Moffett really well in the big dirigible hangars. And you got NASA down there, too.
I kind of think NASA's still there, but the naval base is gone, I think. I'm pretty sure of that. But yeah, that one hangar, they said they could fly a helicopter into it, Hangar 1, I think it was. When I was in VP-31 doing some training there, they had the weapon systems trainer inside of that hangar, and they were like, they looked like a semi-truck bed, and then they were hooked together so that the crew members and the pilots and that and us could converse back and forth. But they said a helicopter could come inside of that thing and land. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it was big. There was an old P-2 Victor Neptune that they'd retired to sit right there in front of it. My brother's wife come running in one day, and she said she'd come over and pick us up at the airfield. Send your OTR. She said there was an airplane just landed in the parking lot, and it was when NASA was developing VTOLs, you know, the vertical landing ones, and it did. By golly, I guess he had a problem. He was right there in the parking lot, but it was a really nice base. Really enjoyed it there. And Gary KI4DOS was there later on, and he enjoyed his stay there too. Well, I'll let you go, Mike. It's been a great pleasure this morning. Thanks for riding with me, and I enjoy riding with you. And I'm sitting in front of the hospital here. I got to walk over to it. I hope the rain is just sprinkling here now. You have a safe trip, and look forward to talking to you again, Mike, in 6CLX and 0LTR73.
Enjoyed it. You got me most of the way to work here. Take care and enjoy your time with the phlebotomist / vampire. You got me to laugh out real hard a couple times there. I've always considered the cars ants, but never maggots. I'm going to remember that. N6CLX, I'll be monitoring.
There's another name. And the locusts invaded there, Mike. 73, Cinder LTR, clear.
HKX, KO4NUE.
Patrick, but you won't even talk to me.
I just got in the truck, bud. How are you, Tom?
Hi, Chad. I was just getting out. I was talking to N6CLX. He's on the mic. He's on the road to over by Spartanburg on I-85. Enjoyed it. I was just getting out of the car, Chad. I got to go in and get a blood test, PSA, and I think they'll do it here at Greer, hopefully, so I don't have to. And I'll let you go, my friend, and hope you get a hold of Mr. Patrick. KO4NUE, we're missing you. N0TR73.
I'm destinated. I'll try again later. KO4NUE, clear.